Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答.
From BBC Learning English.
Welcome to Quanda. I'm Yang Lee.
And I'm Finn.
Finn, have you got a frog in your throat?
What?
A frog in your throat? You sound a bit ill.
No, I'm fine.
当一个人的声音那么嘶哑的时候啊，你就可以说 a frog in their throat. 这是一个成语。Let's hear the question for today.
Dear friends, I came across some body idioms while reading Twilight, like roll one's eyes or cross one's fingers. Could you please tell me the meanings of these common gestures? Thank you very much. Libby from Amoy.
Libby from Amoy.Amoy 这个在福建话里的意思就是厦门。他说他是 Twilight 系列的书迷，他听到了一些同肢体有关的成语，比如 roll one's eyes， 还有 cross one's fingers。他想知道这些成语都是什么意思。There are lots of body idioms in English, aren't there, Finn?
There are indeed, and we're going to learn a few today. In fact, I'm going to use a body idiom in every sentence.
I think Finn can do it.
Lee, are you talking behind my back?
No.
Okay.
Finn 说我在背后讲他的坏话 His back. Of course not.
You don't think I can do it? Well, why are you rolling your eyes at me, Lee?
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm just... Okay then. Let's see if you can do it. Rolling your eyes 就是转眼珠，表示不相信对方的话。
Okay then, I believe you, Lee. Are you ready?
Yes!
Good! Let's get our teeth into it!
Let's get our teeth into it! 就是让我们全力以赴开始吧。So, what shall we talk about first?
I'm not sure. How about... Boo!
Don't do that again!
Lee, you jumped out of your skin!
Oh, Finn, come on, don't do that again! I can't believe you did that!To jump out of your skin. 意思是被吓了一大跳，差点昏过去。Don't do that again.
Okay, Lee. No need to jump down my throat.
Okay. Just don't do that again.
Okay, then.
To jump down somebody's throat. 意思是非常恼怒，对某人大发雷霆。It's okay, Finn. I'm just pulling your leg.
Okay.If you're pulling someone's leg, it means you're joking with them. Good. Well, cross my fingers, you don't get angry again.
Ah, here it is. Cross your fingers. 人们用 cross my fingers, 交叉手指来表示祈祷,祝福心想事成。
That's right. Cross my fingers that it doesn't snow tonight.
Well, we are almost at the end of the show today.、
Mm.
We've managed a lot of body idioms already.
Yes, we're up to our eyeballs in them today.
Very good, Finn.、Mm. When you are up to your eyeballs in something, 意思是多的有些吃不消喽。So, how about one last body idiom, Finn?
One last one. Okay. Lee, I can't think of any.I'm tongue-tied.
Tongue-tied?、
Mm.
语塞、什么？能说会道的 Finn 怎么会语塞呢 ？Tongue-tied? 嘿，这很反常。Don't worry, Finn. We have covered a lot today already.、Or shall I say, we have put a lot of blood, sweat and tears into today's program.
Oh, Lee, well done. Very good. To put blood, sweat and tears into something...means you put a lot of effort into it. It's a bit like 花了很多心血 in Chinese. Except in English, apart from blood, 心血, we also include sweat, 汗水, and tears, 泪水.
A bit smelly. Anyway, thank you to Libby for her question.、Hope you remember some of the idioms from today, especially roll your eyes and cross your fingers.
Yes.We're crossing our fingers that you remember the phrase, cross your fingers.
Okay, if you have any other questions, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Bye for now.
No, not yet. Oh. I have one more idiom. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. When you are.
Boom!
Oh, gosh.
This time it's you, Finn, who jumped out of your skin.
Oh, Lee. Okay. Thank you, Lee.
再见.
Bye-bye.
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。